Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden update. The South Coast Botanic Garden is open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. every day this week except for Mother's Day Sunday and is 87 acres of restful springtime beauty. Come to the garden and step into nature. Now that spring is warming up into the early throes of summer, the vibrant color palette of the garden is everywhere you look. As you enter the garden and walk past Palm Circle and the Volunteer Garden, just to your right across from the Children's Garden is the most beautiful waterfall of yellow angel trumpet flowers mixed into a larger backdrop of crimson-flowered weeping bottle brush. Both flowers are a magnet for hummingbirds and can grow to a height of 20 feet. The angel trumpet has a very sweet smell that is stronger at night, and the weeping bottle brush trees can be found throughout the garden. Just past the sweep of angel trumpet is the living wall, a wondrous display of succulents and ferns forming a geometric design that is a perfect backdrop for family pictures. As you walk past the living wall and through the vegetable beds, you'll notice that the warmer weather is really bringing out the blooms on California native plants and not just the rivers of California poppies blooming everywhere you look. If you would like to see more native California plants in bloom, then turn right at the end of the vegetable beds, just across from the cactus garden. Follow this short paved road past the greenhouse, and you'll find a fairly small but lovely area of blooming California native plants. On the right side of the road is a patch of desert mallow with their tall spikes of soft coral-colored inch-sized flowers. On the left side of the road is one of my favorite California native plants, the golden-colored sticky monkey flower. It is up front and center with the short blue spikes of the foothill penstemon mixed in. If you walk the path through this area, you'll see other colors of monkey flower, including the Georgie red monkey flower. Almost all of the native plants have burst into bloom, and the red-flowered Baja fairy duster, woolly blue curls, and a California buckeye are among them. But nothing is quite as eye-catching as the Motilaha poppy. The dramatic 6 to 8 inch snowy white blooms have a bright yellow, perfectly round center and can be seen here at the tips of the tall spires of gray-green fringed leaves. It's easy to see why many people call them the fried egg poppy. This flower was the first runner-up to the California poppy for the title of state flower. The Motilaha poppies grow multiple stalks, easily to 8 feet tall, and can be found in stands throughout the sunny areas of our garden, as well as along the coastal hillsides from Santa Barbara south into Baja California. We hope you enjoy your visit to the garden. Please check back with us to get current updates.